Good morning. We've been discussing Ayin Hara for a couple weeks now, and we've seen that there is indeed a real basis of concern if B is jealous of A, for example, because of A's wealth, health, children, chokhmah, whatever it may be that B is jealous of. B can cause A to have an Ayin Hara, and that could cause physical harm, death, or financial harm to A. And the question that we have to grapple with now is, how do we save ourselves from an Ayin Hara? And this could be upfront, avoiding an Ayin Hara. If somebody indeed has an Ayin Hara, is there a way to fix the damage that one is receiving? So that is going to be our discussion starting today. Today we're actually going to have two introductory questions in that regards. But indeed we do see that Chazal give us various ways to save ourselves from Ayin Hara, for example, incantations or a kmeos, which is an amulet, or psukim to say, or various signs and symbols that they say are in protection for an Ayin Hara. So question number one that we're going to discuss today, is there really a basis for this? And one way, an interesting way to see how Chazal really felt about the skuladik remedies, as opposed to more natural ways to heal, taking medicine for natural things, but now we're talking about skula ways to remedy problems, is, can you be mechalal Shabbos, for example, if a gadol decides you need an amulet, would we say if it's a pikuach nefesh to save a life, that you could write the amulet on Shabbos, for example? That would just be an example. So, in fact, the Chidah brings down that this is a machlokis rishonim. He brings down that according to the Rambam, you can't violate any of the mitzvahs unless you are talking about a refuah, a way of healing that is a natural way of healing, a normal way of healing that has been proven to heal. Then if we have a situation of pikuach nefesh, we can be docha Shabbos. However, but you can't violate any mitzvahs, you can't violate Shabbos, for sure you can't be machala Shabbos, for something that is a skula, that is a remedy, al pi a skula, that cannot be done on Shabbos or other times. You can't violate any mitzvahs for that purpose. On the other hand, the Ramban and the Rashba, they disagree with the Rambam, and they're of the view that you can even violate Yisurim in the Torah if the refuah that is necessary is even derech skula. It's not natural means, it's not normal medication, it's unconventional skula medication that would be permitted. And he says Rabbeinu Peretz indeed agrees with the Ramban and the Rashba. So here we have it, that it is a machlokis rishonim in the Sefer in front of me, Ayin Hara Be'en Ayadus. He has an extensive discussion of which rishonim embrace this concept, that even for a skula remedy, you could be doche the Torah, including saying it's a pikuach nefesh, so he puts the Rashba in that camp as well. He says the chinuch as well. So indeed, that is a lengthy discussion in the poskim, if you can be docha Shabbos, including chilul Shabbos, for a skula, if we assume that it's a pikuach nefesh. Once you establish a pikuach nefesh and we need a remedy, is that only for natural means or also skula remedies as well? So that is question number one. And we do see, obviously, then, that the poskim do take this very seriously. We're not saying this halacha l'maisa to violate Shabbos for those purposes that a posek has to paskin on, but at least we can see that as a basis for understanding that Chazal and the Rishonim were very, very, they stressed the importance of this. They really took it seriously, the remedies al pi skula. So the second question is, but how about chukas hagoyim? Doing the skulas and having, and we'll get to various ones, but it could be having things in the sign of a fish that is a protection, or wearing these bracelets, these threads that are red, that as a to warn off an Ayin Hara. So isn't there a problem of going in the pagan ways with witchcraft and sorcery, chukas agoyim and darkei amori and the like, so going in pagan ways? So, in fact, according to most poskim, there is not a problem of chukas agoyim as long as there are basis, if there is a real basis for the skula. So they say as follows, cho refuah misuk zeh, as long as we have a kabbalah that it is moil, that it helps, it's helpful, indeed, that would be permitted, and if we have it, especially if it's brought down in Chazal. However, Rak Osan Refuah Shemuchach She'ena Moelas, where we have Refuah, Skula Refuah, that it doesn't help. We don't have any basis to say that it's beneficial to be taking those remedies. Asr Lishrab Eben Mishum Darkei Amori, it would be prohibited to use those remedies. It would be Darkei Amori Chukas Agoyim. So there we have it. Two questions. Our question number one is this is very serious remedies. Do we take it seriously? Do the poskim take it seriously? And indeed, we see many poskim do. Second question, but is there a problem of chukas going to use these type of remedies? And we said if there is a basis in Chazal, certainly it's okay. The refuahs that have no proven basis or being effective, those indeed would be prohibited under Darkei Amori and chukas agoyim. Have a wonderful day.